I've been asked, and I'm sure you have too, do you believe in God? And when somebody asks me that question, do you believe in God? I say, well, I don't know. What do you mean by God? Because what that person might mean by God, I might not believe in that type of God. So I ask them to clarify the God they're speaking of. They're speaking about a guy, sky God that comes and intervenes once in a while in the history of the world or whatever, a theistic God. I can say, no, I don't. So I need to know what you're talking about, what kind of God. But the truth is this, I don't believe in God. I beloved God. I'll explain. This is the year of faith. We're coming to the year of faith in the church. And as I said at the beginning of Mass, a lot of people misunderstand the difference between faith and belief. They think the two are the same, which they're not. So I'd like to be clear here. The verb believe and the noun faith are used all the time in our Christianity. We say, I believe, we believe, stands at the beginning of the creeds used by most Christians. And its close relative, faith, is also very important to Christians. Believing and faith are foundational to being a Christian. But the common meanings of those words in modern English are very different from their pre-modern and ancient Christian meanings. What we say today is not what our ancestors thought their words mean. The meaning of the words have changed. And I'd like to get back to the original. The modern meaning of believe is very different from its meaning from Christian antiquity up until about the 17th century. In English, prior to about 1600, the verb believe always had a person as its object. It was always a person as its object, not a statement. It did not mean believing that a statement is true with varying degrees of certainty, but more like what we mean when we say to somebody, I believe in you. Note the difference in the preposition that the preposition makes. To believe in somebody is not the same as believing somebody. The latter refers to believing that what the person has said is true, that his or her statements are true. But if I believe in you means having confidence in you as a person. It means trusting the person, if I believe in you. So in Christian context, it meant having confidence in God. Believing in God means having confidence in God and Jesus, trusting God and Jesus. The meaning of believe prior to about 1600 actually includes more, as my friend Father Nathan often reminds me. Nathan's into the etymology of the word, going back to what did the original meaning of the word mean and where did it come from, you know? And so it comes from the Old English, beloeth, which means to hold dear. To hold dear. The similarity to the modern English word beloved is obvious. To believe meant not only confidence and trust in a person, but also to hold that person dear, to beloved that person. Believing and beloving were synonyms. For Christians, our ancestors, once again, up to about the 1600s, to believe in God and Jesus meant to beloved God and Jesus. That's what it meant, to beloved them. Think of the difference this makes. To believe in God does not mean believing that a certain set of statements about God are true, but rather to beloved God. To believe in Jesus does not mean to believe that a set of statements about him are true, but rather to beloved Jesus. It's all about a relationship. You can't fall in love with statements or concepts. Anyways, this meaning goes back to the early Christians, to ancient Christianity. The Latin roots of the word credo, with which we get the word creed, means I give my heart to. That's what it means. I give my heart to. Credo. Heart does not refer simply to feelings or to emotions, although those are involved, but rather heart is a metaphor. The heart is a metaphor for the self at its deepest level, a level of the self that is beneath the thinking, beneath the willing, beneath the feeling. To whom do you give your heart yourself? To whom do you commit yourself? Whom do you beloved? Do you believe in me? Meant, do you beloved me? Do you beloved me? Not, do you believe in me? Meant, did you beloved me? Do you beloved me? Now, the question becomes this for me, anyways. Does believing that a set of statements are true, does that mean that saves you and transforms you? I don't think so. Or is it beloving God as known in Jesus that saves you and transforms you? I think it does. I know it does. The questions are rhetorical. Believing that a set of statements are true has little transforming power. Very little, if any, power to transform. And I can prove it. But beloving God as known in Jesus has great transforming power. People who beloved God and Jesus are people who are transformed. You can believe all the right things you want and still not be a loving person. I mean, I have known and I have met a lot of believers, people who can recite the creeds, who can recite the scriptures, who can recite the church teachings, and yet they're intolerant, they're divisive, they're prejudiced, they're racist, they're anything but transformed, and yet they believe everything correctly. In the past, if you didn't believe things correctly in statements, you know what happened to you? You're dead. You would die if you weren't orthodox. If you didn't believe, if you were a heretic, if you didn't believe the statements. And yet, you could be loving God, you could be the most loving person on earth. But since you didn't believe correctly, in order to save your soul, we had to kill you. So you won't go to hell. Thank God we got rid of those beliefs. Jesus died because he challenged the beliefs of his conventional religion in his world. All the prophets the same way. Faith, as I try to get across over and over, is not the same as beliefs. The ancient meaning of faith actually comes from two Latin words. Means fidelitas and fiducia. Faithfulness and trust. That's what faith is. As such, faith means being committed. It means being loyal. It means being committed, attentive to one's relationship to God. That's what faith means. Faith is also about deep trust in God. Faith as faithfulness to God and as trust in God is the product of a deeper and deeper centering in God. And our faith and our trust in God grows as we center ourselves more and more in God. I have said this before, and I'll say it again. My faith has grown over the years. My faith is stronger today than it's ever been. But my beliefs have changed dramatically. I don't believe the same things I was taught when I was a kid, or when I was in my 20s or 30s, or even 5 or 10 years ago. Those have changed because I have changed. The world has changed. My worldview has changed because of science and because of the insights and knowledge of science and because of scripture studies and what we know now about the scriptures and my own meditation. It's changed my beliefs. Let me just say this to sum up what I want to say. I don't want you to get me wrong. My point is not that beliefs don't matter. Believe me, beliefs matter very much. There are bad beliefs that can get in the way of our faith, and even worse. Bad beliefs have too often been, and even today we see bad beliefs as a source of intolerance, of cruelty, of injustice and violence and persecution, and beliefs in superiority, in righteousness, in division. And so also there are good beliefs. And good beliefs can help us to get rid of unnecessary intellectual stumbling blocks to being a Christian. And even more important, good beliefs can help shape us into being more compassionate and just and peaceful beings. So beliefs do matter, but we should not imagine that believing the right things is all that matters. It doesn't. Faith is a much deeper movement of the heart, of the self, at the very deepest level. Christian faith is allegiance to and trust in God as known in Jesus. My model of faith is Jesus. He's the one who models faith for me, his trust, his commitment, his faithfulness to God in his life and to his mission. He wasn't so much a man of beliefs. He tried to change people's beliefs because they weren't healthy. But he was a man of faith. And he didn't call people to believe in him, but rather to beloved God. What was the commandment he kept saying? It was the first commandment. It's the Shema, to love God with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, and all your strength. He didn't say believe in God with all your mind, your heart, your whole, your strength. He said love God, and he did. He was a man of faith, and he calls us to follow him and act like him. He was not about orthodoxy. He was all about orthopraxy. And we need to get back to that, thank God. It's about faith. It's about loving a compassionate, loving, always with us and for us God. That's what it's really all about.